Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ossie Orwohl. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Ossie Orwohl. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Tate steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Cochran and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 0 in the game. Tote strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Orwell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Flagstead reaches third base with a triple. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cochran. Flagstead scores. Meyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Williams reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. one out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Heving reaches second base with a double. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus pinch hits for Joe Boley. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Morris covering. Safe. Miller moves to third. Orwell moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Orwell covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.